What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic 6:02 on a Tuesday night, getting ready for Sixers basketball at 7 o'clock. They are in Charlotte for the first game, first night of a back-to-back, taking on the Charlotte Hornets, and the big one, of course, tomorrow at the center against the Boston Celtics. What's going on again? Devon Givens with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. So an abbreviated run, 6:45, we're out of here, hand things over to Brian Seltzer for the pregame coverage. Tom McGinnis on the game call, and of course, Sixers tip off against the Charlotte Hornets. Now, here's the thing. No Joel Embiid, right? No Embiid tonight. You're looking at this team, you're overlooking the Charlotte Hornets, saying, hey, we can take care of business against this team going into the Boston game tomorrow. Embiid said as much after beating Milwaukee on Sunday when he was speaking with Keith Pompey, and he was talking about him taking the day off, taking the game off on Tuesday, load management, because why? Wednesday is way more important. Boston is more important than Charlotte. Charlotte is fighting for a playoff spot, a few games out of that eighth seed, but we know Boston is way more important because they are right behind the Sixers in the standings in the fifth spot. You want to keep them away, and it's just one of those things where you believe the 76ers, for their own personal growth, trying to find a way to beat this team, Boston 3-0 so far during the regular season, and we know what happened in the playoffs last year. It's one of those, can we beat this basketball team and go into the postseason with just a good mindset, even though it's a 3-1 advantage? You take a W however you take a W, and all of these games are important. Now, I don't have a problem with Joel Embiid sitting out this game against Charlotte because the Sixers are better than Charlotte even with Embiid not on the floor. Just like I did not have an issue with him sitting out the 8 games after the All-Star break because I understand with him how he plays, his body style, his body type, the way he plays so hard and banging with these big guys, and sometimes he's just a little careless with how he runs and just doesn't know what he's doing, right? Because he's a little clumsy from time to time. I was okay with him taking some time off. I don't have a problem taking the night off tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. But some people do. And I understand to this extent and this extent only. These games, 12 games to go, with where you are right now with the 44 wins that you have, 45 wins that you have on the season, every game is important because you cannot worry about what Indiana is doing. You cannot worry about what the Boston Celtics are doing in terms of their games. Yes, we're going to scoreboard watch and see where they are exactly and try to figure out, oh, did they win? And the Sixers, you know, trying to keep pace with one another. And can the Sixers stay in a 3-seed, which they should, because 12 games to go, a favorable schedule. Indiana has a tough one on the road where they're going against. So they have a tough 4-game road trip where we expect them, including tonight against the Clippers, to have some really difficult games. And they're finally going to take that dive in terms of the standings and the win and loss situation for the Indiana Pacers. These games are important. So I know a lot of people are worried about resting players, but I'm not. I do not have an issue whatsoever with Embiid sitting out tonight and overlooking the Charlotte Hornets and getting the W tomorrow against the Boston Celtics. Do you guys have an issue? Because there are a lot of people. So we're asking, if you do have an issue with Embiid sitting out tonight, why is that? Is it because the 5 starters that we know about, the big 5 right now, that they are still kind of green and who they are together? They haven't played enough minutes, enough games to really evaluate who they are, have an identity outside of dumping the ball into the post and to Embiid. How else can they get going? Distributing the basketball, getting everyone else shots. Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons. Simmons only shot 7 times on Sunday against the Milwaukee Bucks. Jimmy Butler, double digits. Tobias Harris, double digits. J.J. Redick, double digit shots. Embiid, of course, double digit shots. Ben Simmons did not have it. Now, again, tonight, they should have enough with the 4 guys still playing. Redick, Harris, Simmons, Butler, to beat this Charlotte basketball team. Yes, Kemba Walker can go off, but we already know that Cody Zeller is out. Tony Parker, the backup point guard spot, he's out for the Charlotte Hornets. This team should beat them. But if it's more of just what you want from this team in terms of Embiid and the other four guys gelling, and that's why you have an issue, then please explain why. If that's it, or did you just simply saying he already missed eight games, why is he taking more off? That's what we want to talk to you guys tonight about as we are heading to Sixers basketball again against the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte tonight. 610-632-0975. Again, no Joel Embiid, but everyone else is ready to go. Amir Johnson is starting in place of Boban Marjanovic tonight. Some people might have an issue with that. So if you want to jump in as we get ready for the game, preview it a little bit, and share your thoughts as to why you might feel Brett Brown is making a bad choice by going with Amir Johnson at the five over Boban Marjanovic, feel free to let us know why that is. Because, again, in this particular case, I do not have an issue with Amir Johnson starting tonight. He does need a little bit of work. And if you're looking at Boban as strictly being the backup and you want him to get used to being the backup going forward from game after game after game and in the playoffs, then leave him in that spot as that backup and let him get used to his rotation big man minutes at the actual backup spot. So I have no issue with Brett Brown starting Amir Johnson. People cannot stand Amir Johnson, so I'm quite certain that we're going to get why is he playing tonight over Jonah Bolden or Boban Marjanovic. I have no problem with it, because if he's going to bang with Hernan Gomez, who is a little more, you know, fleet of foot than Amir Johnson, he's going to bang with him though, right? So he can bang with him on the block. He can make it difficult for him. And when he takes him out on the perimeter, Hernan Gomez takes Amir Johnson out of the perimeter, it's not a big deal to me. It's not a big deal. I mean, knock down a couple of jumpers, just as long as you make sure you contest it and hedge out when you need to hedge out on those pick and rolls where you're not getting caught and allowing the guard, Kemba Walker, I'm sure really specifically, to really go off. The Sixers, we know, have a tough time defending those guards. I don't have a problem with Amir Johnson starting at the five tonight. So I really don't have any issue with the decisions that Brett Brown is making tonight. No Embiid, starting Amir Johnson. You have enough. Again, Ben Simmons simply did not have a big game on Sunday, so I expect him to go off a little bit tonight and give you better statistical numbers in terms of higher point total. He had 9 rebounds, 9 assists, and only 2 turnovers. So he played a nice game, but overall, you know, people were saying he had a bad game. He disappeared. He only took 7 shots in the entire game. So him disappearing, if you will, at the end of the game in the fourth quarter when both Butler and Embiid were going off, I don't get that complaint either when Ben Simmons didn't have to really score for the 76ers. They didn't have an issue scoring really in that fourth quarter as Jimmy Butler put up 14 points. And Joel Embiid gave you different looks as to how to score the basketball on Sunday against the Milwaukee Bucks. So there's a lot to really get into as we lead into the Charlotte game. Are you worried about Embiid sitting out? Do you have a problem with it? I do not. Not concerned at all. Do you have a problem with Amir Johnson starting at the five instead of Boban Marjanovic? Again, I do not at all. But I do know this, they better beat this basketball team, because it's about W's at this point. It's about getting every win possible. They're not going to win 12 straight or 16 straight like they did at the end of the season last year. I'm not worried about that. It's just making sure you win enough games to stay in that 3 spot to have the better seeding over the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers. I keep talking about the Pacers are going to fall. They keep surprising me and not falling. And that's one thing, again, that I might be wrong about it eventually once it all comes down to it. But I think there's enough there for the Indiana Pacers to eventually start to take a step back as they go on this tough West Coast trip. And those losses on that right side of the column will really start to add up for the Indiana Pacers. So 610-632-0975. And again, we're just going to do it easy tonight. We only have 45 minutes. So we're going to go best caller in the 45 minutes to give away our 2 tickets to the Sixers-Nets game next Thursday, March 28th versus the Brooklyn Nets, and the 1 spot in our annual knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. Okay, you can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. So your thoughts on the game tonight, no Embiid, Amir Johnson starting, number three seed. You got to keep getting these wins. Is Brett Brown making a mistake sitting Embiid tonight against the Charlotte Hornets, overlooking them just to get to the Boston Celtics tomorrow here back home in Philly at the center? 610-632-0975. And best caller, your chance to win two tickets to the game Thursday, March 28th against the Brooklyn Nets, and one spot in our annual knockout game on the court afterwards. All right, 610-632-0975. We're running until 6:45 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, y'all? Devon Givens here to tell you about Tourney Mania finally getting underway this week. And the only thing better than sitting courtside is getting in on the action by filling out a bracket, right? And placing your bets all in one place. And that's the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. For the tourney, DraftKings Sportsbook will offer both free and paid brackets, including a $64,000 bracket that's free to enter right now. They have it all. Over-unders, player props, in-game betting, and special odds boost every day, all tourney long. Listen, guys, let me tell you about this really. Got my eye on a couple of the 5-12 matchups. Don't we always have the eye on the 5-12 matchups? We expect the 5 seed to be really tough, and then the 12 just comes in and knocks off a few of those teams. Then you have a team specifically, maybe from the Big East, that you're looking at saying, hey, you know, this local Big East team, they're pretty good. They won a national championship 2 times in the last 3 years. Can they make another run? Can they get it done again? Well, I certainly think they can. What about the Final Four? Is it going to be one of these one seeds sneaking in there finally with the field wide open? Listen, this is the opportunity for you to get involved with DraftKings. And when you make your first bet, DraftKings will get you a free bet up to $500. Remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and enter in free back brackets from anywhere, you must be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. I cannot stress it enough. Download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Fill out your bracket before tip-off of the first game on Thursday and enter the $64,000 bracket for free using promo code Fanatic. Plus, once the games begin, place your first bet, and DraftKings, once again, will match it with a free bet up to $500 when you use the code Fanatic. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. So forget about watching March Madness on your couch and get to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Temple opens up the NCAA tournament as part of the first four in Dayton tonight against the Belmont Bruins. The Owls are 3.5-point underdogs in this one. The Ohio Valley Conference just 4-21 straight up since 1998 in the NCAA tournament. Although in their last 18, they have gone 12-6 against the spread. 76ers and the Hornets in Charlotte, a pick'em tonight. The total is 225. The 76ers have won the first three meetings by a total of 6 points. The Flyers minus 115 on the money line tonight at home against the Montreal Canadiens. The total is 6, juice on the under. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah, it lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one.
Show me Homecoming on Prime Video.
Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. And 4/14/19, restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including B2B and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rate supply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
GB SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 mpg highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 for $189 a month for 42 months with $3,199 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-Jeep for details. Requires dealer contribution, lease at Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 35,000. Residency restrictions apply. Can't deliver by 4-1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's the Pro Appreciation Event all week at the Home Depot, where pros will find savings like 25% off Behr Pro paint and even more specials for Pro Extra members. Plus, come in Thursday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and you'll find plenty of food and prizes on hand as well. This week, if you're a pro, there's a lot in store for you. The Pro Appreciation Event, just for pros, all week long, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid March 18th through March 24th. See store for details.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville. Simply exceptional.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com.
Philadelphians know great hoagies, and we know they don't come from a convenience store. Real Philly hoagies come from real Philly delis who make hoagies fresh with Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses, and they always know your name. They're Philly's best-kept secrets, but now the secret's out with Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. See where to find amazing delis and your chance to win big prizes every time you visit. The more you visit, the bigger you win. Birds tickets, anyone? Head to realphillydeli.com to get started. That's realphillydeli.com. Are you hungry or what?
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to my guy, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
B. West getting ready for the tournament, 6:20 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're getting ready for the Sixers game. V's up. We're getting ready for the Sixers game on The Fanatic here at 7 o'clock. Tom McGinnis in the game called Brian Seltzer. He will have the pregame coverage getting ready for Sixers Hornets at 7 right here on The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the game tonight? Again, the 76ers right now in the standings are third, clinching a playoff spot with 45 wins. Indiana is a game and a half behind the Sixers right now. Both the Sixers and the Pacers play tonight, so they would be, if the Sixers win, you know, and the Pacers lose, that would be nice, and they can get a full game up on them and be 2.5 games back. The Boston Celtics right now are 2.5 games back of the Philadelphia 76ers, so with 12 games to go, every game is important, and no Embiid tonight. Does that bother you at all, even though, you know, you feel like you have enough ammunition with this basketball team to beat Charlotte without? Let's not forget, Kemba Walker averages like 40 points against the Sixers this season, so he can go off at any time, and it could be problematic for this basketball team. While I don't have an issue with it, I know that there are some who do have a problem with Embiid sitting out, especially with him missing the 8 games following the All-Star break. So, your thoughts, 610-632-0975, and Amir Johnson is starting. No Boban Marjanovic or Jonah Bolden. That is also a problem since no one seems to like Amir Johnson. Best caller gets the chance to win 2 tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th against the Brooklyn Nets. And following, you also have a spot in our annual knockout game on the court. All right? All right, let's go. It's time to get running. Tone in the barbershop. Start things off for us right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
Devon, what's going on,
my man? How you doing?
Oh, man, look. You like to... I can't describe what you do on radio, man, especially when it comes to the Sixers. You know what I mean? You're very objective, even-keeled, honest. That's the thing I like about you.
I appreciate
you,
that. Thank honest. You, man.
You give it
try to be.
Straight. Good, bad, or indifferent. You give it like it is. And I feel you on that. I'm with you, you know what I mean, as far as Embiid sit. Man, look, the thing that happened today, I'm glad he sit. And you know why? Because Rozier then shot his mouth off. You talk about bulletin board material? You want to get on a TV show and talk about Embiid being lame? Because he trash talked? And then say, I trash talked when I was younger? Dude, you're 25. What were you talking about, trash talking in high school? Come on, I ain't trying to hear that. And all that, we're 24-1 against the Sixers. 19 of them, they were tanking. So, you know, they were trying to lose. So, you're apropos by coming back with Fat Joe. Lean back, dude. Lean back. Because they're going to beat the brakes off that butt tomorrow. You watch.
Hey.
What I've seen them do out there in Milwaukee with the freak getting his 52, that's cool. That's cool because, you know, Shorty can come and get his 45, but they're only going to score 95.
Well,
so I'm not worried about it.
Well, listen, Tone, and listen, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you starting things off. Thanks for the kind words. And as I was talking to Tyrone on his way out, and I brought this up yesterday, so it was ironic, didn't have a chance to speak with Tyrone about this specific thing. As you pointed out, the 52 points. I didn't have a problem with the 52 points because, number one, Giannis is that good. Number two, the Sixers clearly had a game plan and how they were going to defend the Milwaukee Bucks, which was to, of course, but if he was going to go off and he clearly had it going, no one else was going to beat you. The next closest point total was Chris Middleton with 19 points. And then Eric Bledsoe gave you nothing. Brooke Lopez gave you nothing. Nick Mirotic starting for the injured Malcolm Brogdon, who averages close to 15 points a night. He only gave you 2 points and nothing really off the bench. So that's DJ Wilson had a nice run where he hit a couple of threes, but that was it. They neutralized everyone else. So didn't have an issue with how they defended it. Now, Kemba Walker tonight is a different style in how he scores, giving the Sixers guards problems. And that could be problematic tonight, especially with no Embiid at the rim to protect the basket. When he's not in there, man, they give up a lot of points in the paint. While I don't have a problem with it and Tone doesn't have a problem with it, I know there are some who do. 610-632-0975. And really fast, people don't realize what Tone was talking about in terms of Terry Rozier. He was just basically saying, look, the Sixers haven't beat us in years since Allen Iverson. So let's cool it. And they're not going to beat us. And let's also remember, and I brought this up plenty of times, I don't know if people realize this, Marcus Morris, when the trade happened with Tobias Harris, on social media, responding to, I believe, a caption from Bleacher Report or ESPN, whoever it was, they had a photo of the new starting five with Tobias Harris in the starting lineup, saying, is this the team to beat in the East, best starting five? However they framed it, Marcus Morris went on there and said, nice move, but still not enough. So we know tomorrow Boston will be ready because they do want to sweep the Sixers in the season series. They do want to stay in the Sixers' heads, making sure that they don't have any confidence going against them going forward. 610-632-0975 and Embiid sitting out tonight. Do you have an issue with that at all? I do not. Mike in Westchester is checking in next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Devon. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, so I don't have any problems at all with Amir playing tonight. My problem was more with him not playing against the Bucks because it looked like Boban was in over his head for a while.
Well, that's why he only played 10 minutes.
Yeah, both on offense and on defense. He just looked like he was out of his depth, and I kept wondering why Amir was. Now, look, like most callers, I look at a win on the road against the number one team in the NBA as a great thing. So any complaints I have are in the nature of nitpicking. So I thought that was awesome. I thought it was a huge win. I thought with our starting five, which I think is the best in the NBA, I thought that was great.
Best in the NBA over Golden State, too?
I take that back.
All right, second best.
Best in the East.
All right, best in the East.
But you know, in terms of tonight, I don't have any problems with resting Embiid. I look at, in my view, there's not much difference between getting the 4 seed and the 5 seed, or 3 seed and the 4 seed. We're either going to play the Raptors or the Bucks in the second round.
With the 4 and 5, I would like to avoid either Boston or Indiana in that first round.
I agree. But between 3 and 4, I don't care. Because we're either going to play, I guess I'm worried about the second round. And I'm not sure. Do you have a preference between the Raptors and the Bucks in the second round?
Well, I think the better path is through the Bucks than it is with the Raptors, because for some reason defensively Kawhi Leonard changes a lot of things for the Raptors over the Sixers, whereas Milwaukee, you can see a way where the Sixers can beat them even if Giannis does go off offensively.
So what wouldn't you rather then that we finish 4 and Pacers finish 5?
No, and the only reason I say that, Mike, listen, thanks for the call, man. We'll qualify you for the tickets for the Nets game. My reason is because I don't want to play Indiana-Boston, then Milwaukee or Toronto, or Milwaukee or Toronto in all three rounds. I would like to, and again, listen, yeah, disrespect. I am disrespecting Detroit and Brooklyn and Miami and the rest of those teams because the Sixers are better. Disrespecting them because they should knock those teams off. And while they should beat Indiana and they beat them in the season series, that's a lot of, I mean, that's going to be some hard work, either Indiana or Boston. And then the next semis, you go against the Raptors or the Pacers. And then in the finals, you go against the Raptors or the Pacers, however it finishes out. I don't want to see that. I want to see, just like you had it last year against a Miami team or Brooklyn Nets team, Detroit Pistons team, and stay away from the Pacers and the Celtics in the first round. It's going to be tough no matter what, but it's way more tougher if you're playing against the Boston Celtics or the Indiana Pacers in round one. While I have confidence that they can beat the Pacers, that's going to be a tough one against the Boston Celtics. I don't care what anybody says. 610-632-0975. So, yes, I would prefer. So, if you're the 4 seed and you're playing 5, yes, if you advance, you're going to play the number 1. That's going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. But, again, while, Mike, I have the confidence that they can beat Milwaukee, Milwaukee is still going to be home. Home court advantage is an issue, is a factor in a lot of this, which is why we keep saying we want to see the Sixers get a 3 or 4 seed, because you do want to have home court advantage. So why does that same thing not apply for the Milwaukee Bucks? While you may figure that you have a better shot at beating them in the semis versus the Toronto Raptors, they still do have home court advantage. I know. You beat them on the road just now at home. I got it. But that was one game. Doesn't mean in the 7-game series, especially starting with games 1 and 2, on the road in Milwaukee, that Milwaukee will not protect their home floor. Now, the Sixers can come back in game 3 and 4, down 2-0, and win 3 and 4. Make it a 7-game series at that point, a 3-game series, if you will, because they'll be tied 2-2. But I want to avoid all of that. So if I have to face Toronto in the second round with the fact that I can avoid Boston and Indiana in round one, that's what I have to do. I should be good enough to beat the Brooklyn Nets and the Detroit Pistons, Miami Heat, Charlotte Hornets, whomever it might be in that spot, to then get to round two, where I'm feeling confident with how I beat those four teams that I just ran off in that 6 seed, since I'm the 3 seed. I feel confident that I can now step into Toronto and say, all right, cool, we're in this nice run. We got this good thing going. We have an identity. This team has played well together. Let's get it rolling. 610-632-0975, best caller of this 45-minute run that we have, gets 2 tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th against the Brooklyn Nets, possible playoff opponent for the 76ers, and 1 spot in our annual knockout game afterwards on the Sixers court. We're talking about the game coming up in just about 30 minutes against the Charlotte Hornets. Minus Embiid, do you have a problem with him sitting? I do not. Amir Johnson starting in place of him. No Boban Marjanovic or Jonah Bolden. I do not have a problem with that either. Some do. We're asking what the problem is. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 6:45 here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5. 97.5, The Fanatic. The 76ers are back on the hardwood tonight. Here's a game preview.
The 76ers will spend their final dozen games trying to fend off Indiana and Boston to hold on to the number 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. That starts with tonight's game versus the Hornets. Philadelphia will be looking to complete a 4-game season sweep of Charlotte, having won 3 close games. The Sixers, after trading for Tobias Harris last month and waiting for Embiid to return from injury, have used their playoff lineup of Harris, Embiid, Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, and Ben Simmons just 7 times. They are 6-1 in those games. Sixers Hornets, tonight at 7 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hear every 76ers game this season on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What a night.
Sports betting is here at 3 locations. Hawks Casino, the South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, and the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook. All your favorite ways to bet. Spread, moneyline, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best at 3 locations. Pennsylvania's number 1 casino, Parks Casino, plus the South Philadelphia and Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook.
What a night.
If you're looking for great times or a great meal, if you're into big jackpots or big music hits, whether you're into hot bands or hot dice, Parks is Pennsylvania's number 1 casino with brand new tables and slots, world-class pizza, the new Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, and the Excite Center featuring the hottest acts. The best is better than ever. Parks Casino. What a night.
Street Road exit off 95 in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Leadership for growth. A message from Icona Resorts. World-class business retreats. Icona.com.
It's been said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Do you feel like your business is stuck in neutral with little or no growth? How do you get it back in gear? Icona can show you how. With a 2 or 3 day business retreat that'll force you to focus on your mission, your vision, and your financial goals for your leadership team for the next year through the next 5 years. Imagine taking your leadership team to an environment away from the distractions of iPhone, iPad, and I don't know what I'm doing. It's also been said that if you don't know where you're going, how will you know when you get there? We all need a roadmap, a blueprint for our life and our businesses. Icona can show you how. Icona means business. I-C-O-N-A means business.com. Icona means business.
Gold, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because
I was.
No. Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
What's wrong?
The AC broke.
It broke?
It broke.
I guess we're broke too?
Don't go broke fixing your broken AC. Here's Phelps Bryant will do whatever it takes to keep you cool for a price that won't make you sweat, including great financing offers up to 72 months, subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. guaranteed.
Hey, fanatics, spring's almost here. Imagine popping open the top on a brand new Jeep Wrangler at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They're making dreams come true during the spring sales event. Right now, make no payments for 90 days or get savings up to $6,000 on the vehicle that's become an American icon, Jeep Wrangler. Nobody is making better deals on Wranglers in March than TurnersvilleJeep.com. But guys, you got to take action. Visit the website, pick your Wrangler, then set an appointment with my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com, and you'll see why Jeepers are driving across the tri-state for their better prices, better selection, and an all-around better buying experience. TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com, and tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Jeep Wrangler Sahara, MSRP $55,980, selling price of $49,980 includes all applicable rebates. Price includes all costs paid by the consumer, except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not valid with trade, cannot be combined with other offers, ends March 31st, 2019.
Take live sports betting to the next level at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook by building your bets at sugarhousecasino.com/quickbets. Catch all the action with a beer in hand from the best seat in the house. Philly loves a winner. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Elton Brand, the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
637, 97.5, the Fanatic final segment for us before B-Celts of Sixers.com. And, of course, the Sixers Radio Network, my partner on Sixers and 60, takes over. I get you ready for Hornets, Sixers, 7 o'clock tip time. Again, it's on the game call right here on 97.5, the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Let's keep it running since we have about less than 10 minutes to, before we hand things over to the Celts. Let's go to Steve in media joining us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not a lot. What's up with you?
Not much. So here's my deal. Mm-hmm. I got tickets to the last game of the season, and the way things are looking, there's not going to be any starters playing.
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, Indiana is right there. Boston is right there, and it might mean something at the end of the season.
That Milwaukee game was the best game of the season.
I loved it. I still look at that Oklahoma City game. And that Golden State game, two really good wins for the 76ers. Although, I understand more importance because of the Eastern Conference versus the West.
So I got a funny story for you. So it's Christmas time. I get this present, right? Everyone knows I'm into the Sixers. My girlfriend's sister gets me the Sixers jacket. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, the real one, but, you know, like the authentic one from the fan store.
That's all right. It's Marshalls. Nice.
But I've been wearing it everywhere, right? Like, right. I got my Sims on. I got my jacket on. I'm going to the game. My dad goes, "Oh, you're so Delco. This game's perfect for you." So, I've been wearing it everywhere. I wore it to work today.
Oh, man.
They're like, "Oh, man, Sixers. How can you be a Sixers fan?" I'm like, "How could you live in this area and not live in the Sixers? This is the best season we've had in 10 years.
You know what's funny, Steve? A lot of times I'll go out and I'll be in some store and they'll have Eagles paraphernalia. They'll have some Phillies apparel or Flyer stuff. And very often, man, you know, Steve, you're like, where are the Sixers? Where's the Sixers stuff?
I got my
what's going on?
An Embiid shirt, a Jimmy Butler shirt.
Yeah,
I got myself a shirt, and I'm like, no, I can't wear it. I'm gonna be bad luck. But I just want it'd be funny because the she's better at foul shots than I am. I mean, I can drive in the
paint. Oh, for you talking about knockout?
Yeah. We did Fantasy Fest, and she like beat all these Dallas fans, and that was from like the three. It was so funny.
Well, listen,
so I'm
man.
Just hoping that the last game of the season. That they actually, you know, play. And, you know,
well, you
I'm
know
real
what? I think they'll do something for the last game because it is the regular season finale and tickets are tough in the postseason to get. Steve, thanks for the call, man. Hang on. That game, while, yes, it's the Chicago Bulls, it still is that fan appreciation night. It's the final game of the regular season, so there will be a lot of interest in that game specifically, Steve. So no worries, my man. Tom in New Jersey joining us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Devon, nice to talk to you. Love the show.
Nice talking to you as well.
Just want to say I really agree with everything you say. I definitely think it's a good idea to sit Joel tonight and get ready for tomorrow. The only thing I'm a little worried about is that hopefully the rest of the team isn't looking too much forward to tomorrow. I know it's a huge game, but I think it's a big deal for Brett Brown tonight.
What I'm saying. I know a lot of people are thinking the same way as you, Tom. While I am not, I understand where you're coming from, where you're already sitting the big fella, right? And when you're sitting the big fella, you're like, okay, he clearly has stated that Boston game is more important than Charlotte. You know others are thinking the exact same thing.
Right.
And yeah, Kemba Walker can go off in any minute. So you have to be careful thinking that way. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really going to be a big test for Brett Brown tonight to get the rest of the team to perform at their best. And
let me ask you real fast. What's the sitting Embiid, starting Amir Johnson? What's the thought process for you, Amir Johnson, over Boban Marjanovic or Jonah Bolden? Any issue there?
No issue. I think that's what we got Boban for, to be a backup, and I think he's got to get used to that role. I don't have any issue. He's going to get his minutes anyway. I don't think it's going to really matter much, and that's his spot. I think it's the right thing to do.
You got
I also
it.
Think Ben the other day, just like you said, he had good results and everything, but he just didn't look like he was going for much offense.
Nah, he wasn't. He wasn't as aggressive. Thanks for the call, man, Tom. He wasn't as aggressive as he was the game before against the Sacramento Kings, and he just felt the game out. The way the game flowed, he felt like they didn't need his offense specifically. They needed more of his distribution, and there are those ways that you have at sometimes he has to find a way to distribute and be aggressive looking for his individual numbers as well. It's not being selfish. It's just in the flow of the game, and it helps the team overall, of course. So I didn't have a problem with how he played. Yes, he only shot 7 times. I did want to see, again, a higher number of free throws for him. He only shot 2, missing both of them. Because he shot so well as of late from the free throw line, I want to see a little more from Ben Simmons at the stripe. 610-632-0975. Sixers Hornets, 7 o'clock tip right here on the Fanatic B-Cells with the pregame right around 6:50. Paul in South Jersey, what's up, Paul?
Yo, man. Devon, what's good, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, chilling. Hey, Devon, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I don't have a problem with JoJo sitting. Not at all. I do have a problem with Amir Johnson. Amir Johnson does not belong on the floor anymore. He can't jump. He can't move. To me, it's disrespectful that you have Bolden, who's shown when he's in the game, he can knock down a jump shot. He's an okay passer. Defense is a little bit, suspect, but he deserves more time, okay? So he should be starting in front of some Amir Johnson.
I'm guessing that depending on the starter opposite the six Amir Johnson tonight at the 5, Brett Brown just felt like the matchup wise would be a little better. Now, it doesn't mean that Jonah Bolden won't get minutes. That doesn't mean that Amir Johnson will play well and he will give him those minutes. We've seen where Amir Johnson or Jonah Bolden, whoever has started in place of Embiid, has played, not played well, and he's decided to go elsewhere with the other reserve to give them more minutes based on the matchup. So, Paul, I don't have an issue with it, and there's something to it specifically with this matchup. And maybe again, Paul, when it comes down to the playoffs, maybe he'll feel more comfortable with Amir Johnson over Jonah Bolden in a big spot, in a certain spot.
Now, also, Devon, this is a big, not a big test, but this is going to show me Brett Brown coaching skills. You just can't give it to JoJo in the post and say go to work. Now I want to see you coach when JoJo is not in the game tonight. You know what I mean? Because Brett Brown, I mean, I'm not a fan of him. So
he's done all right, though, the last couple of.
Yes, he has. But you got to get this team up, ready, focused to play the game.
Totally
like the
agree.
Other caller said, this could be a letdown, big time letdown.
Yeah, because tomorrow is the Boston Celtics, and if they're not ready
exactly.
to go, they can get smacked. Paul, thanks for the call, man. I don't have a problem with Amir Johnson starting, but see, again, that's why I did ask the question, and I'm glad Brett Brown started Amir Johnson, because this is a good conversation piece to pick the brains of people, because I know how frustrating at times it is for Sixer fans who just simply do not like Amir Johnson. Just flat out do not. And we see guys want to talk about it being a trap game and all that stuff, but we have to get ready to hand things off to Brian Seltzer for the Sixers Hornets preview right here on the Fanatic. The game starts at 7, so Brian McLaughlin, thanks so much. We will be back for In the Post following the game, getting your reaction. Keep this conversation going. Hopefully they get the W, and if they get that W, it's going to be certainly going to be a good one heading into tomorrow against the Boston Celtics. We're going to go with Paul. We just had him on. We're going to go with Paul to give him the opportunity to is that cool? We're going with Paul? We're going with Paul. We're giving the tickets to Paul for the game on the 28th. And congratulations to Paul. Paul, call back in, man, and so we can get your information because I hung up on you accidentally. Paul, call back in and get you so we can give the information. All right, coming up next, B. Celts with the pregame coverage for the Hornets-Sixers game. Time again is on the game call. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the tweets. We will catch up in the post after the game right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.